tuna far away more than anything, the commission or any of that. It's, you know, you actually get a lot of readership from those stories.
Yeah, people care about it,
yeah,
no
yeah.
doubt. But then you have to, as a brand or as a retailer that has this private label, you have to tell your consumers what's going on, so they know.
Mm.
So they can make that choice and say, I'm going to buy that one because there's a sustainability story behind it, or there's a social story behind it. In the absence of advertising dollars, it doesn't happen because the consumer doesn't know.
So how many workers are you going to keep on after the canning operation?
Less than 100.
And so how many are losing the job?
About 800.
And the government of American Samoa has talked about getting assistance from the federal government for the employees. I don't know what that is going to be, but are you involved in getting help for them?
When I met with the governor to... give him the bad news that we were going to have to suspend the canning operation, the only thing I asked for was his help in providing something, some relief for the workers.
Could you mention what the possibilities are?
In that meeting, he said he would be working on it.
From the U.S. industry perspective, what got it here is that the Trump administration will find out the U.S. Trump.
Oh, I think it's just no question about it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, the treaty will have to be ratified by the U.S. Senate. It will have to give its consent to ratification. That's part of the process. But with all the stakeholders, so to speak, meaning the industry and the fleet and all of the government agencies behind it, it won't be controversial. That's the point. It won't be controversial. It's not controversial. So I think there will be no doubt about it.
If it's so much cheaper to produce
Our mindset 5 years ago, tuna prices were very high, over $2,000 a ton. Everyone was thinking, maybe we've reached the limit. Maybe this is all the tuna that we can sustainably catch. And in those years, in fact, the annual catch out of the WCPFC went down substantially. It peaked and then it went down. And that was a signal, and that's why the price was high, right? Because there was a reduction in the supply. So we thought, well, tuna is going to become more expensive than it has been. The value of that duty exemption that American Samoa has into the U.S. market was very large because the value of the tuna was very large, and it's an ad valorem, it's a 12.5%. So 12.5% of a high value is a lot more money than 12.5% of a low value. So we thought, okay, this duty is going to help us to offset the higher cost of production, right? What happened after that? Boats became, I guess more Brian can tell you, catch went back up. Boats became more productive, whether it's technology or how they fish. And with a low price, and meantime, there was more capacity on the processing side. People building more plants, creating more capacity, creating more decisions to produce on an incremental cost basis. You have a factory. If you have a factory and you're not operating at 100%, and then someone comes along and says, hey, would you produce these containers of canned tuna for me? I can't pay you a lot, but I'll pay you at least more than your incremental cost of production. So some of that's going to drop to your bottom line, because that's incremental production. So a lot of pricing, because of overcapacity, is very, very low. It's below full cost. And that's the cost that American Samoa then had to compete with because of the overcapacity.
So Brian, you said that the new treaty is more expensive. What to you would be affordable, sustainable, compared to what is in the new treaty?
Well, that's a good question. And I don't know how much you want to discuss about the operational costs of vessels and things like that. A lot of it depends on the price of tuna that Joe was just mentioning that goes to the owner of the vessel. And when that was $2,000 a ton, a boat could pay a $12,000 license fee, which is what it is under the treaty, $12,500 a day, a fishing day. But when the price is as it was a year or so ago, $1,100 or something,